listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why you had such favor with God. Now I do know this. I met you last night, but I met you before, I think, briefly somewhere.
Sir. Yeah.
But you know, it is written in the book of Samuel, "Thy gentleness hath made thee great." It's written in the book of Psalms, "Thy gentleness hath made thee great." I believe in my interior, I'm an extremely sensitive, tender person, a soft spirit. But because I was surrounded by alcoholics as a kid and an angry, abusive stepfather who only spew out anger, that, you know, the world, you know, sometimes you look at a kid and you wonder why the kid's going, rah! It's because the world to that child goes, rah! And the kid goes, rah! And so his response, and then they blame the kid, not realizing it's what's going on maybe in the household or something, and this is why the kid's acting the way he's acting, you know? That's why we have to have mercy on everybody. But I'm trying to figure out why you had, so you had a gentle, tender spirit. And it is written, a gentle and tender spirit in the, well, that's written, that's for a woman. It says, a gentle and tender spirit in a woman is great value in the eyes of God.
Let me tell you what I think.
But it does say, thy gentleness hath made thee great. Go ahead.
This is what I think.
What you think.
It's all about the wisdom and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. You ask my kids if I was gentle. No, they will say no. I was their dad, and
I was a disciplinarian.
I was always
a disciplinarian. Well, God says to you, spare the rod, spoil the child.
Well, I've got some great kids.
I guess you didn't spare the rod.
They're all great.
You probably love them.
Oh, I love them. Well, I would never touch them if I was angry with them.
That's good.
Never.
That's right. Never touch a child when you're angry.
Never.
But, you know, the Lord says in Hebrews, he says, the father chastises the son or daughter whom he loves. If it did not, ye are bastards. I don't want to say it on the air. Most people consider it as a swear word, but it means you're, you know, what, fatherless, motherless, whatever it is.
Here's the thing.
So if he loves you, he will chastise you.
Absolutely. If people only realize that.
Is this why you've been so tough on me?
Well, I went through it, and I'm just getting to the part that I don't like to talk about.
Why?
It's part of my life, but it's part of my life that I wish never happened.
Okay.
I allowed myself to work 70, 80 hours a week. I was no good to my kids. I was no good to my wife. I was constantly working. If I saw a ministry falling down, I saw the teenage ministry falling down. I'd get them on Wednesday afternoon before church and take them over to Lincoln Road Mall, and we'd get out there on the Lincoln Road Mall and witness to people.
Wonderful.
Had a 13-year-old kid. He didn't have a daddy, but he got out there and started witnessing to this one lady. She was 89 years old, and she accepted Jesus right on Lincoln Road Mall.
That's great.
But, okay, that's great. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And it is.
But you were neglecting your kids.
But I was, you know... And some very good people said to me, they said, Charlie, please slow down. You're going to burn out. And my answer was, well, if I burn out, I'm going to burn out for Jesus. Mm. Now, that sounds good. Let me tell you something. If you're out there working hard, it's not good. You don't want to ever burn out. You want to follow Jesus the way he wants to go. And if he tells you stop. If he tells you to turn right, turn right.
That's what happens when we get in control. You got in control.
I had to please God.
Hmm.
I'm just being honest.
You had to do what you thought.
So this ministry just grew and grew and grew, and then the pastor quit. Then I said, well, I'm going to quit. I told my wife, I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm wore out.
Burn out or brown out.
So I went to work for Allstate Security down in Miami, and... they needed a GM, so
general manager.
So I became a general manager there. And what did I do? 70, 80 hours a week, except I was not going to church now.
Oh, not good. No.
No, and I'm telling you, don't ever stop going to church. You need them, and they need you. We need each other. That's what it's about.
A friend of mine recently said, I don't get anything out of church. He's married, two boys, beautiful wife. I said, it's not what you're getting out of it. You might sit next to some lady who just lost her whole family in a car accident. It's about giving to get. Well, we found that out later on about, you said about giving, finding a way to give.
Well, that's the thing of it. So when I got in that, I got in a spiral and burned out.
Mm.
I started drinking. I started doing drugs.
Mm.
I started running around on my wife, and within...
You did?
Oh, yeah. Within a year, I...
So you stopped going to church, and you actually went into the devil's den.
I went straight in.
Cheated on your wife.
I did everything and finally got a divorce.
What came over you that you would do this? Here you were so on fire for the Lord.
Testing,
a gentle,
testing.
Tender spirit.
I don't... Listen, this is the part of my life that I really detest. I even detest telling people about it.
Well, maybe somebody out there needs to hear it. Keep going.
I don't care what you've done. You can't get away from God. He loves you too much. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Never, never, never.
That's an important message. So you believe once he's married us, we're his children forever?
I do.
Hmm.
And I see, he said he would lose nothing. Well, if he knows how to save us, he knows how to deliver us, and he knows how to bring us back. I got a granddaughter. She's in her late 20s right now. She's a beautiful girl. And she's living her life on the streets. She has a beautiful home with her mother and dad. Everything. She just burned her house down. It's just all kinds of stuff.
Burned her house down. Okay.
She was trying to smoke something. I don't know, a cigarette or what it was, in the middle of the night, and it caught the house on fire.
Yeah, I had that happen a couple times when my parents were alcoholics. Fire trucks were at our house, yeah.
Well, it destroyed their house. They're rebuilding it now.
Wow.
But anyway,
Mr. DeStefano.
She's got nowhere to go. When you've known the goodness of God, there is nowhere to go. You don't have a choice, because he's like the hound of heaven. He says he's right there looking for you, waiting for you, longing for you. He's married to the backslider. Married, he said.
Well, it's kind of like if your son killed five people, would he still be your son?
Absolutely.
Would you go visit him in prison?
Absolutely.
Well, if you being a flesh and blood can love your son that much, how much more can God love
us? I agree with you 100%.
So anybody that's listening to this broadcast right now, it doesn't matter who you've been sleeping with, who you haven't been sleeping with, what you've neglected to do or what you have done, there's forgiveness at the feet of Jesus.
And you'll never be happy doing what you're doing.
Knees, surrender.
Just say, God, I can't do this anymore. And he'll welcome you back with open arms.
So what happened then? You're having an affair behind your wife's, you're going to get a divorce. I mean, you stopped going to church. You walked totally away from the Lord. What brought you back?
Jesus.
Well, I know, but tell me how. You got four minutes to tell me.
4 minutes?
4 minutes.
I'm going to do the best I can in 4 minutes.
You're going to have to come back here, you know.
What happened was is this. That I was out there running, going from bed to bed, never satisfied. And by the way, without Jesus in your marriage and your sexual relationship, you'll never be satisfied. I'm married to the most wonderful woman you've ever met in your life.
Now, is that the same woman?
No, this is a different one.
All right.
But I'm friends with my ex-wife and her husband.
Oh, okay.
Very good friends.
Yeah. Stuff happens.
But anyway, that's God, too. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
And so I met this lady, and she was messed up as I was.
Mm-hmm.
And one night we were out of lounge drinking, and I got back in my car. I didn't know where I was going to put the top down or not, whatever, you know. And then I said,
wake up.
Let me do a hit before I start.
Looks great, Connor. Thank you. Exclamation point.
About that time, somebody stuck a gun in my door.
Can I get the...
And after about 5 hours of being with them and them continually raping my wife.
What was that
They
word?
Continually raped my wife.
Who did?
These four black guys. And I was really upset. And I thought they were going to kill us. And, you know, I remembered... If I say something in Jesus' name, he hears me. And I said, in the name of Jesus, don't kill us. And the cops couldn't even believe we were still alive. True story. So after that, it was kind of a mess. You know, I'm feeling guilty because I let that happen. There was nothing I could
do. Now, here you helped all these black kids for years in the bus ministry. Did this make you prejudiced at all because these men were...
Why?
Have a dark... Yeah, right.
Why?
They're men. They made their decision to
be
evil.
They made their decision, and
I... nothing to do with the skin color.
I hated it for them, and I had to get over that and pray for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey... Jesus said, "If I can't love others, He can't love me."
He says, "If you
I
do good to only those that do good to you, you got nothing." Elizabeth Elliot, who I met, her husband went down to South America. He got speared in the head, killed. He went down to South. She went down to South America and won the guy that killed her husband to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. But you see, God was merciful to me, and we brought our two families together. She had two kids, and I had three kids, and we started living together. And I thought, this is really one of the nicest ladies ever. A lady, not a woman, a lady, that I've ever met. And right after this incident happened, she went to her cousin's. She was at her cousin's house, and her cousin's wife led her to the Lord. Now, I'm still backslid.
So the new girl you're with becomes a born-again Christian.
And starts taking the kids to church on Sunday and asking me if I wanted to come. And I was still coming in late at night.
So what happens next?
What happens next is she said to me...
You got 1 minute.
She says, "I'm going to leave you. I can't take this no more. I don't love you anymore." And I know when a woman says that, it's over.
Mm.
And I thought, Lord, I've screwed up two marriages. I began to ask the Lord to come back into my life at that point, and I started going back to church. And you know what? He's so merciful and kind. He's so loving. He brought me back from the brink of destruction and gave me another opportunity for a life. I've got kids that should be angry as they could ever be with me, that love me with all their hearts. I've got a wife that I'm so in love with, I can't tell you. And it's all because of him.
Well, we're out of time for today.
Thank you.
And we've been talking with Charles Waddell, and a cool guy. He was in the air conditioning business for years, but years and years ago, the Lord brought him to him. He can do the same for you. If you're interested in having a relationship with Jesus or you want to renew your relationship, all you have to do is surrender. Surrender to his authority. Surrender to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and just say, "Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead, and I now surrender the rest of my life to you. In your name I pray." Thanks, Charles. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you, sir, for allowing me to be here today.
This is the mayor. This is Rhett Palmer. And guess what? It's a new day. If you want it to be, it's a new day. Yep. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
In the morning, when the dew is on the ground, and the evidence of new is all around, oh, I will wake, full of wonder, unafraid, awaken to the promise of the day. And no matter what I face, come whatever, come what may, because I know